It's good to see everybody today and appreciate everyone being here on this Labor Day weekend, taking time out of your festivities to come and to come and worship the Lord together. And it's good to see everyone today. Do want to go over a few announcements this morning. We're starting to get back into more full gear as we'll be getting past Labor Day today. So this Thursday, the Bible study begins. And so that's at 4 o'clock and ends at 5 o'clock. That will be held in the fellowship hall. Sunday school resumes next Sunday with both assembly and classes. Then the next Wednesday the 15th, our dinners will resume. And please note that precautions are being taken in light of this pandemic that doesn't seem to want to let go of us, but we do want to get our church life started back as long as it feels safe to do so. And so please note that for Wednesday night dinners, precautions are being taken to make that as safe as possible. So in light of that, please note in your bulletin there are different ways to sign up to RSVP. The reason for this is so that it's been a while, so the kitchen committee needs to know how many to prepare for. So please note the various ways of signing up for that. If you've been with us the last several Sundays, you've seen the United Methodist Women's announcement in the bulletin, so please make a note of that and follow accordingly. This morning you have several inserts, so kind of try to keep up with those. Three of them, one is announcements, three are songs, and one is liturgy. So just please try to keep up with those so that you could follow along with us in the service. And please note, if you forgot to pick it up, the communion elements, that's how we've been observing communion since the pandemic started. One little cheat thing. Now, please pay attention to the worship service. But If you want to cheat ahead of time, I already have, because I'm standing in front of y'all, and it's really embarrassing when the preacher can't get his open. So I've already started mine part way. So if you want to cheat and do that, that is perfectly fine. But please, if you did not pick up your elements, please remember to do so. And please remember that everyone is invited to participate in Holy Communion regardless of denominational affiliation or church membership. Are there any announcements that should be made this morning that were not? If not, it is indeed a joy every time God's people gather in God's house. So let us now focus our hearts and our minds and our souls on the worship of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Gracious and loving Lord, we know that indeed your sweet, sweet spirit is in this place. So we just pray that our hearts and minds and our souls are in that place where they are open, so that you receive our thanksgiving and praise and we receive your messages to us. As we proceed, we pray that this service is pleasing to your sight and hearing, and that it strengthens your people. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen.
Our hymn of praise is, I am thine, O Lord. We'll sing 1, 2, and 4. Let's stand as we sing.
That I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. everybody standing for our affirmation of faith, which you'll find printed in your bulletin. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit,
born of the Virgin Mary,
suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand
of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body,
and the life everlasting.
Amen. Seated.
As we go to prayer this morning, as always, please note the prayer list that we have in our bulletin. Because please remember, as long as someone is on the prayer list, we consider that their situation is ongoing. So even though the names aren't spoken, those who place them on there still seek our prayers for them. So please remind yourself of that list from time to time. This morning, we just want to remember again this pandemic situation, because most of us, if not all of us, know at least one person that's suffering from this situation. And we know persons that are on ventilators even as we worship this morning. So let's just continue to remember and pray that God's hand will be upon this and remove this situation from us. And we do continue to remember the those recovering from Hurricane Ida. One thing, and other people may not be like me, but you know, once it's not in the news that much anymore, and it's not on the forefront of our minds anymore, it's kind of like, well, it's gone. These things take years to recover from. And so remember those that are recovering from Hurricane Ida. And be aware that United Methodist Committee on Relief, along with other organizations, are on the ground right now responding to those situations. And then, of course, we remember the situation in Afghanistan. People left behind and in danger. We pray God's protection upon them. So let us continue to remember all of those situations, as I know you're already doing. Are there joys or concerns that should be voiced that were not? If not, let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, this is the day that you have made, and we do choose to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you that you placed it in the hearts of your people to gather in this house of worship this morning, to praise and to worship you, to gather in this house to take a few moments out of all of the responsibilities, opportunities, and challenges of life to come and to focus on you. For Lord, we are reminded that this is not a time of escape, but it's a time of getting our focus back to true north. Our focus back to you. For we know that the more we are focused on you through every step and breath of life, the more like Jesus we respond to those opportunities, challenges, and responsibilities that are placed before us. And so we just pray this morning that our hearts are in that place, for so often we don't know how to express our praise, we don't know how to express our thanksgiving, but we thank you that without saying a word, we know that your heart can commune with our hearts. And indeed, you may experience our thanksgiving and praise. And we pray that that is the case, even in this very moment. And we pray that our hearts and our minds and our souls are in that place where we receive your messages to us. For Lord, we know sometimes we receive them directly through words and music. Sometimes we receive them directly through the message. Sometimes it's through hearing the word. But sometimes it's just being here and you speak to us. And so we just pray that our hearts and our minds and our souls are in that place where we may hear your softest whisper and we may feel your slightest touch. And it's in the confidence of your presence here. It's in the confidence of your love for us that we come into your throne room of grace to bring before you names that you already know, situations that you already know. But Lord, you have invited us to come into your throne room of grace and make our requests known to you. And so we pray that every request that we make known to you, we do so in the Spirit and in the name of Jesus Christ. And we bring them to you knowing that you will answer our prayers. Sometimes you grant our request as we make it. Sometimes you answer our prayers in other ways that are better for us, though we don't realize it at the time. And so, Lord, we bring our loved ones and all of these situations to you, trusting in your will and your wisdom, knowing that you can snatch life from the jaws of death, but also knowing that you know what we don't know, you see what we do not see, and you will touch our loved ones according to your will and your wisdom for their good. So, Lord, we pray your healing touch upon them as we trust your will and your wisdom. And Lord, you know our world situation. You know the world has always been in conflict. The world has always been in a mess since the day that humanity decided they wanted to know as much as you, as recorded in the story of Adam and Eve. And so, Lord, we know that as we deal with our issues today in the 21st century, that every generation has dealt with theirs, but these are the ones with which we deal. We pray your guidance upon those who do make decisions that can have a bearing on these situations. We pray for your protection upon those in danger, and we pray your healing on those who have suffered from natural disaster. We pray your presence in all of those. And Lord, we thank you that you are with us in this moment in such a mighty and powerful way. And Lord, we know that we're able to worship you this morning in freedom, for which we pray we never forget. And we pray that as we worship in freedom, that you protect those who protect us, that your healing be upon the wounded, and your peace upon those families whose loved ones gave it all. And Lord, we pray that when we leave these grounds, that we will be conscious of your presence with us. Lead, guide, and direct our every thought, word, and deed. And bring us back so that we may worship you and encourage one another. We offer our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to say when we would pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our hymn of preparation is, Lord, I want to be a Christian. Let's stand as we sing.
Let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, your people have brought back to you a portion of the gifts that you first lavished upon us. We do pray your continued blessings upon each gift and giver, and that you guide us as a congregation, that every single penny that has been entrusted is used according to your will to further your kingdom in this community and throughout the world. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. I have always said, even if I could sing, which anybody who knows me knows I can't, but even if I could sing, I don't see how y'all keep up with each other, singing two different things at one time and keeping it all together. I'm impressed, so thank y'all. Thank y'all.
We are too.
That's a shock every time you do that.
You do it though, man. Oh, Okay, our scripture lesson this morning for our communion devotional is probably one that you could say by heart, if not all of it by heart, you know some of it by heart. Jesus saying in John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As Jesus is preparing his disciples for his death and his resurrection, and their post-resurrection relationship with him and with each other, he instructs his disciples that the evidence of being Jesus' disciple is going to be how we love each other. Now notice, and again, as I preach, please remember, I look in the mirror first, so I don't preach to, I speak with. Jesus is not talking about how we look at the rest of the world at this point. At this point, Jesus knows he's about to depart this life. And he's about to enter a relationship with his disciples through the Holy Spirit. And his disciples now are not going to have the physical Jesus to intervene in their little squabbles. He's going to relate to them through the Holy Spirit. And so speaking to his disciples, and hence for us today, the church, he says, people are going to know if you're my disciples, Walker, John, according to how y'all love each other. If the world looks at y'all, Walker, and they see that y'all love each other, they may take a second look at my teachings. But if y'all can't love each other, y'all might as well not get into evangelism and the like, because people aren't going to listen anyway, because your words aren't going to be back, your actions aren't going to be backing up your words. Likely you've heard the tale of a man that had been marooned alone on an island, tiny island, for years. He was finally discovered, and they sent the rescue party on the island. And when they got to the island, they noticed that he had three huts. And they asked him, said, what's this hut over here? He says, that's where I live. He said, what's this hut over here? He says, that's where I go to church. They said, what's this hut over here? He said, that's where I used to go to church. You know, sometimes I can't get along with my own self, much less somebody else. And sadly, the history of the church in general, and congregations in particular, have too often revealed that. That I can't get along with my own self, much less get along with a congregation. And society watches. Those outside the church, they notice. Those outside the church notice whether we love or fuss. Be it congregations or denominations. Yet Jesus was very clear. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Now that would be easy if we were all lovable all the time, wouldn't it? But my guess is that those who have been successful in living this commandment completely are very few. And if you have, I salute you. I salute you. Because sadly, I must confess, I have not. So if you've lived out this commandment completely, I salute you, but I also don't let you off the hook as I don't let myself off the hook. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. My goal is to be like a faithful church member on a stormy night that a pastor wrote about. This pastor writes that one of his church members came to a family in crisis to their rescue. He writes that it was a terrible ice storm that hit Pittsburgh and it made travel extremely dangerous. And at the height of that storm, a church family called the pastor with an emergency saying that their little boy who suffered from leukemia had taken a turn for the worst. And the hospital said, bring him in, but the storm's so bad, we cannot send an ambulance. The family did not own a car. The pastor's car was in the shop. And so he called one of his church members. This person immediately got in his car and made the treacherous trip. His brakes were virtually useless. It was so slick that he couldn't stop at stop signs or stop lights. He had three minor accidents on the way to the family's house. When he reached their home, the parents brought out the little boy, wrapped in a blanket. The mother got in the front seat and held the little boy, and the father got in the back seat. Never so slowly, they drove toward the hospital. And to quote the pastor, they came to the bottom of a hill as they managed to skid to a stop. He tried to decide whether he should try to make the grade on the other side or whether he should go to the right and down the valley to the hospital. As he was thinking about this, he chanced to look to the right and saw the face of the little boy. The youngster's face was flushed and his eyes wide with fever and fear. To comfort the child, he reached over and tussled his hair. And then the little boy said to him, "Mister, are you Jesus?" Mister, are you Jesus? We encounter people every day. We encounter each other at least weekly. Now, granted, most of our encounters are rarely this dramatic, but I guarantee you, and I make very few guarantees, but I guarantee you, if you could read persons' minds and hearts, you would see and you would hear fear. You would see and you would hear frustration. You ever have somebody get mad at you because you pulled your buggy in front of theirs at Publix? It wasn't the buggies. It was because they're frustrated with life. And you personify their frustration. How do I know that? Because I've been there. You would see fear. You would see and hear fear. You would see and hear frustration. You would see and hear anger or confusion. You would see and hear grief. You would see and hear loneliness in many, if indeed not all of them. And you know what? One of the joys and the privileges of being a Christian, and one of the largest, one of the biggest challenges, and at least for me, one of the scariest challenges, is in God's design, God very rarely sends an angel per se, as we see in the books. Most of the time, God touches people through people. So my hope and my prayer for myself, and hence all of us in this room this morning, and anyone associated with Walker United Methodist Church, is first the society, the world, would see that we love each other. Are we always going to agree? No. And dare I say it, can we get exasperated with each other sometimes when you can't be smart enough to see it my way? Yeah. But I hope the love both ways is never doubted. I hope the world, society, when they look at Walker, they can say, you know, even when those folks are at odds on opinions, they still love each other. How do you do that? Tell me how y'all manage that. I hope that that's the first thing. And then my second hope and prayer is that when we encounter people around us every day, that when somebody whacks my buggy in public, I don't give them the evil look, that's the first response, but I see them with the eyes of Jesus. And when they see my response, though they may not be able to identify what it is, they encounter Jesus through the Holy Spirit that lives within me. So I hope first, we love each other no matter what. And that is evident to all who see us. And secondly, that love so wells up in our hearts that regardless of the situations we face in our daily responsibilities, opportunities, and challenges, that as people deal with us, the Holy Spirit is so active in us that people encounter Jesus. So as we receive the sacrament of Holy Communion, we are reminded that first Jesus ministered on this earth to show us who God is. And then Jesus died upon that cross to take the punishment for our sins. And then Jesus rose from that grave defeating our sin. And one day Jesus will return, making everything right again. And so let us receive the sacrament with grateful hearts. And may, through the sacrament, may we grow closer to Jesus. And then as we come in contact with people in a variety of ways, we pray that they see Jesus in us. Let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, you know us human beings. And you know us human beings that truly want to be your disciples. Forgive us for those times when we have not loved as you have loved. Forgive us for those times when that nature has come out in anger or frustration or judgment. But Lord, thank you that you are eager to forgive, and we receive your forgiveness this morning, and we pray that as we receive your sacrament this day, that you will speak to each of our hearts, that through this time, as we receive your sacrament and commune with you, that our love for you will grow. Our love for one another in this congregation will grow, and our love for those with whom we come in contact daily will grow. That as we encounter the lovable and the not so lovable, we will encounter them in the Spirit of Jesus. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. You'll find your liturgy for Holy Communion in your as one of your bulletin inserts. You that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to lead a new life following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in His holy ways. Draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, our Alpha and our Omega, whose strong and loving arms encompass the universe. For with your eternal Word and Holy Spirit, you are forever one God. Through your Word, you created all things and called them good, and in you we live and move and have our being. When we fell into sin, you did not desert us. You made covenant with your people Israel and spoke through your prophets and teachers. In Jesus Christ, your word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And so in remembrance of thee, and so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 Lord God, power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, who called you Abba, Father. As a mother tenderly gathers her children, you embrace the people as your own and fill them with a longing for a peace that would last and for a justice that would never fail. In Jesus' suffering and death, you took upon yourself our sin and death and destroyed their power forever. You raised from the dead this same Jesus who now reigns with you in glory and poured upon us your Holy Spirit, making us the people of your new covenant. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. May them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood and empowered by the gifts of the Spirit. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And now let us receive the sacrament. Most gracious and loving Lord, we thank you that you speak to us through the sacrament of Holy Communion. You know what each person has needed to hear from you this morning You know the touch they've needed to experience. Lord, and whatever our communion with you has been this morning, may we remember with thanksgiving and praise your love that sent you to the cross, your power that raised Jesus from the grave, and the promise and the assurance and the knowledge that Jesus will come again. Lord, we pray that through this time we have grown closer to you, that your love wells up inside us, that we love you more, we love each other more, and indeed we're even able to love the world more. In your most holy name we pray. Amen.
Our final hymn is Jesu, Jesu. Let's stand as we sing.
Fill me with your love.
Show me how to serve the neighbors we have from you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be with you all, now and forevermore. Amen.